So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Nazir Shagilach Benoid Leishu Tamei, a Nazir Tar who completed his Naziris, brought his Karbanas, and shaved his hair, but after he was Megaleach, discovered that he had become Tamei sometime during the Naziris. It depends. Im Tum Yedua Saiser, from Tumas Taim, a Nasaiser. The Gemara later explains Tumas Taim to be a mace, which is covered and concealed in a way which indicates that it has likely been forever unknown until now. And Hilchas HaGemiri law, there is Halachal Meshem Sinai, that Tumas Tahayim ain't a Saiser. A Tumas Tahayim is not Saiser when it was only discovered after the Naziris had been completed. However, Tuma Yedua Saiser, as any Nazir who became Tamei, his earlier days are forfeited and he begins anew. The Mishnah continues, however, Imach LeGilach, Benkach uBenkach Saiser. If the Tumah was discovered before the Nazir was Megaleach, there is no difference between Tuma Yedua and Tumas Tahayim. And in all cases, his previous days of Naziris are cancelled, because like a Hilchasa, there is no halacha l'mesh mesinai for a Tumas HaTohayim that was discovered before the Naziris was completed. The Gemara explains, Rebbe Eliezer hi, Da amar teklachas ma'akavis. Our Mishnah clearly follows the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, that a Naziris is complete only after he fulfills all obligations, which includes the three karbanas and shaving his hair. Therefore, the Mishnah makes this distinction. La'achar teklachas eino seiser, because the Naziris was complete. Kaitim teklachas seiser, because the Naziris was not complete. However, according to the Chacham who hold the fila achar maisi chidi mutter, a Nazir is complete even if only one obligation was fulfilled, such as if he brought one of the three karbanas, there is no difference between kaitim teklachas and la'achar teklachas, and in all cases, tumas hatohim ain't a seiser, because the Naziris was complete. However, as Tesis explains, according to the Chacham, there would be the following distinction, in which Tumas HaTohayim La'achar Zrika Eina Seiser, only if the Tumas HaTohayim was discovered after the blood was sprinkled for the Nazir's first carbon, because the Naziris was complete. However, Kaidim Zrika Seiser, if the Tumas HaTohayim was discovered before Zrika Seiser, because the Naziris was not complete. The Mishnah continues with the application of Tumas HaTohayim. Keitzad Yared Litful B'ma'ara V'nimtzis Meis Tzaf Al Pi HaMa'ara Tamei. If the Nazir immersed himself in the spring of a cave, and a mace was later discovered floating at the cave's entrance, he's considered Tamei, and he is Seis of the Minyan Naziris, because in Davim Mechusala, this is considered Tamei Yedua, since the Tumah was not covered, and Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachad Sveikoi Tamei. This is a question of whether he became Tamei in a private area, in which we go L'Chumra, and he is considered Tamei. However, Nimtze Meshukah B'Karka HaMa'ara, if the mace was discovered buried in the ground of the cave, then it depends. Yared Lahakir Tahar. If the Nazir was Tahar while he immersed himself, then he is considered Tahar, and he is not Sais of the Minyan Naziris, because Davar Mechusalav. This is considered a Tumas HaTohayim, since the Tumah was covered, and Hilchas HaGemirah, there is the Halachal Meshem Messina that Tumas HaTohayim is not Mitame. However, Li Tahar Mitumas Mes Tame. If the Nazir was Tame from another mess while he immersed himself, and only after he was metar and completed the Naziris was the Tumah of the cave discovered, he is considered Tamei, and is Saiser. Because Shecheskes Tamei Tamei, Vecheskes Tahar Tahar. Sherek Laim Ladaver. The Halacha L'Meshem Messina of Tumas HaTohayim only applies when the Nazir had a Cheskes Tahara, where he was not Tamei at the time. However, the Halacha of Tumas HaTohayim does not apply if the Nazir had a Cheskes Tumah, where he was Tamei at the time. Tesis points out that regarding the above issue, Tumas Sheretz is considered Cheskes Tahar because Tumas Sheretz is not Seis in the Zeres. The Gemara then cites a Braisa that discusses Tumas HaTohayim. Hamoitzi Meis Mutu L'Rach V'Shal Derech L'Truma Tamei U'B'Nazir Bo'Eisa Pesach Tahar. If after a person had traveled over a road, a mace was discovered buried underneath in the width of the road. Regarding eating Truma, he is considered Tamei. However, if he was a Nazir or he had brought his Karban Pesach, he is considered Tahar, because the Halacha L'Meshem Messina of Tumas HaTohayim applies only to Nazir V'Eisa Pesach, but not to Truma. The Brice elaborates, Kishe'in Limokim La'aver Tamei. He is Tamei regarding Truma only if it was not possible to avoid passing over the mess. However, Yesh Limokim La'aver Tar. If it was possible to avoid the mess, he is Tar even for Truma. And Kishe'in Limokim La'aver Tamei Kishematzi Sholim. He is Tamei regarding Truma only if the mess was whole. However, Meshubba Oy Mefurik Tar. If the mace was broken or separated, he is tar even for eating truma because cheshinan shema ben prokanaver. It is possible that he passed over the areas between the parts of the mess and he was not mal over the mess. However, ubekever afilu meshuba mefurik tamei. If the mess was buried in the grave, then even if the mess was in parts, he's considered tamei for eating truma because shekever mitzarfei. The area of the entire grave is metamei, and meshuba mefurik tahar kishmahalach beraglov. In the case where the body of the mess is in parts, he is tahar for truma only if he was walking and not carrying a package. Because it's possible for him to avoid walking over the tumah by walking straight and not moving side to side. However, ta'on oirachuv tamei, if he was riding an animal or he was carrying a load, he is tamei because eif shleiga v'shleiyased v'shleiyal. It's not possible to avoid the tumah because he will inevitably move to the side. The Braisa continues. The distinction between Nazir v'Isa Pesach and Truma is only for Tumas HaTahayim, but there is no distinction for Tumah Yaduah in which he is Tamei for all matters. Now the Braisa elaborates on the description of Tumas HaTahayim. Kol She'in Makira Echad B'Seif HaOlam is considered Tumas HaTahayim only if the mess is buried in a way that it is likely that there was no one who was aware of this Tumah until now. However, Makira Echad B'Seif HaOlam Einzu Tumas HaTahayim. If it seems that someone was aware of this Tumah, it is considered Tumah Yaduah, not Tumas HaTahayim. For example, Hayitamun B'Tevin Oy B'Tzreris. If the mace was buried under straw or stones, Hareizu Tumas HaTahayim. However, B'Yamim U'Ba'Afeilu B'Nekika Asloim, if the mess was concealed but not covered, for example, he was in water or in a dark or hidden place, Einzu Tumas HaTahayim. The Braisa adds one more qualifier. V'Lei Amr Tumas HaTahayim El Mes B'Lvad. Tumas HaTahayim is only tar for Tumas Mes, but not for other Tumas.